Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Huckenberry, live from Boston at our partner WGBH, a radio station in Boston. And the American League Championship Series is still on, folks. That's the big story here in Boston. The Red Sox came back from the brink of defeat to beat the Tampa Bay Rays 8-7. We're joined now by Frank Shore, a professor at Boston University, a longtime sports producer for Channel 7. Frank, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure, John. Good morning.
So that was pretty darn dramatic. And do all baseball commentators in Boston have to be professors?
No, but it helps, you know. It's kind of the progression in things that happen in Boston, you know. Listen, I want you to know that it's absolutely prophetic that I'm in a show called The Takeaway, because that's exactly what the Red Sox did last night. You know, it was 7-0, and then all of a sudden, the people in Boston are finding ways to get their way to Florida this morning.
I mean, it's unbelievable. My friend Kevin over at MIT took me aside yesterday afternoon and said, you know, John, we're going to win it. We're going to win it. I'm telling you, we're going to win it. And I did not believe until that 7th inning, and then the tears were streaming down my face. And I got to hug Kevin. I got to hug Kevin today.
Well,
did you believe?
Just the fact that the Sitka sign, you know, caught on fire the day before wasn't a good omen for that game last night.
Yeah, and it looked like there was going to be rain. I mean, there were all kinds of issues going on. Now, this has suddenly come down to a battle between experience and youth. What do you think is going to win out?
Well, it's the thing about coming back the way they did, it was really the first time in this long season, it was the first time where Red Sox fans could say, hey, I remember what it's been like to be down in a game and then come back with late inning, heroics. And all of a sudden, the Tampa Bay Devil Rays now, you know, Tampa Bay Rays, they got to, you know, you got me saying it. The Rays are feeling like, well, we still got two games at home and we still have the lead in this series here. But, you know, there's a little doubt that's starting to creep into their minds. And it's not like the Red Sox haven't done this before.
Right, yeah. Talk to the Yankees about the comeback stuff. So Dice K really came through last night. Beckett's got to deliver a real game, though, for this to work out.
Dice K is kind of like that. He's that Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde kind of pitcher, and he gave up 3 home runs, and really there was no air in the ballpark at all last night, and the bullpen did a really nice job late in the game, and of course, David Ortiz had his first home run in like 60 games, yeah. And it was just one of those times when all of a sudden Red Sox fans could say, hey, I remember what this is like to be down in a game. We can do this. We've done it before. We've done it against the Yankees. We've done it against the Indians. We've done it against the Angels. We can do this. You know, we're still in this. If Josh Beckett has got if Josh Beckett has got the kind of stuff that he's had last year, he's had a very up and down season this year.
And some people think he's hurting.
Well, absolutely. I'm hearing that injury is a lot more severe than they're letting on.
And well, we will find out.
We're not going to find out anything now.
Well, Game 6 is down in Florida, drama will be set up again in this next game. Let's go out on the last play. Frank Shore, professor at Boston University, sports producer for Channel 7, thanks for being with us. Here's the final play last night.
3-1. Swing, line drive, right field. We're going to Tampa.
Red Sox win.
Go Red Sox.
8-7.